what do you call the thing that you, if you want to go someplace with a baby, the thing with wheels that you push them around in?
Well, I don't know the exact name for that. We always called it a carriage, baby carriage.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you lie down in that or sit up in that?
Either one, mostly in a carriage. No, either one, but it was longer. You could lay down in that and go to sleep. But we don't have a carriage for our children. In fact, we only have one. It's our first child, our first boy. But we just called it the buggy, two little wheels. The top on it.
Call it a buggy?
Mm-hmm. Baby buggy.
And when you put the baby in the buggy and you go out someplace, what do you say you're doing to the baby?
What were we doing to it? Well, I don't know. It's just be pushing the baby. That's what we do. You push, your daddy would push the baby, or I'll push the baby, or something like that.
You know, would you say something like, well, I think I'll go out and push the baby down the street, or...
Well, I would say we're just going to take the baby for a stroll, for one thing.
Take it for a stroll?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if you're talking about, say, your grandchildren, and you're talking about the oldest one, but, you don't want to say he's the oldest because you want to talk about how grown up he is, how mature he is, or whatever. What would you say? He's the something of all my grandchildren.
And I didn't want to say that he was the oldest, or...
No, you wanted to emphasize the fact that he wasn't just the oldest in years, but he was mature and grown up and everything.
Well, I wouldn't miss what I would use it to... I don't know what I'd be put just... I wouldn't know what to say, that would be strange.
Just maybe say he's the oldest still?
Well, he just did not to say he was the oldest. I couldn't say that's my oldest grand, that's my oldest son and my oldest daughter. I couldn't say oldest daughter for having nothing to one daughter. But I'll take that back too, because we call our two daughter-in-laws our daughter also. We've actually got three children, we said we got six. Well, two sons and their two wives and our daughter and her husband.
Let's see, so you got sons and daughters and you got boys and what?
Girls.
Girls. So if your daughter or daughter-in-law, whatever, is going to have a child, you say she's what?
She's going to have a child, so she's pregnant.
And any kind of family terms that you would use about it? Kind of joking terms or anything like that?
Well, yeah, a lot of people used to a long time ago would more likely would say she's in the family way.
In the family way?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense in the pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if there were a girl that weren't married, what would you say about her? Any terms you'd use?
Well,
that situation.
I can only just say that she's going to have no legitimate baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say she got herself in something?
Got herself in trouble. That's what 9 out of 10 would say.
Any particular terms that, say, women might use or that men might use among themselves? To talk about a woman that's going to have a baby?
Any particular terms that either one would use?
When your wife is with some of your friends, some of her friends, and they're talking about who's going to have a baby, they might say...
Well, I'd just say we're gossiping straight up in English. That's what it would be.
Okay. This girl wasn't married and had a baby, what would you call a baby?
Well, that's when I was sort of a little gentleman.